Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
So you may have heard in the news of late changes in the employment law and the fees surrounding tribunals. We knew we had to call an expert to get the latest on that from Newton Solicitors. Introduce yourself, please, sir.
Hi, Chris. I'm Oliver Hebden. I'm a solicitor at Newton Solicitors. We have a range of offices across the North East and North Yorkshire.
So what's the situation here? I've just touched upon it very briefly there, but what's the situation?
So it was back in July 2013. The government introduced a system whereby you were required to pay fees if you wanted to bring a tribunal claim. For some of the majority of claims, you could end up paying £1,200 to do that, which is often a time when employees or former employees are at the most vulnerable, particularly financially. So it caused a huge drop-off in the number of claims, to the extent that we saw a reduction in between sort of 66-70% fall in the number of tribunal claims that have been brought.
So people, just because of the fees being put off...
That is the conclusion, and actually that's sort of a finding that the Supreme Court concluded last month. So they actually determined that because of that level of reduction in the number of claims being brought, it had to have affected people financially to the extent that they couldn't afford to bring them. And that's sort of the reason why they arrived at the decision that tribunal fees therefore must be unlawful. Because they actually prevented access to justice for people.
So the fees have since been scrapped, haven't they? So
that's right.
And that was done when?
So the 26th of July, the decision was actually reached, but then the government have therefore had to take immediate steps. So if you now wish to pursue an employment tribunal claim, you shouldn't have to pay a fee.
Just for clarity, if you want to pursue this tribunal, you had to previously pay a fee in order to do that. I've got that right.
You did. Yeah. You did. That's right.
So up to £1,200, which is a big chunk.
It's huge. Yeah, it should make a considerable difference. So you'd have to pay for a claim like, say, an unfair dismissal claim or a discrimination claim. You'd be looking at sort of a £250 issue fee and a £950 hearing fee, should the case have to proceed to a final hearing.
So, in a bit more detail, what decision did that court reach, or did the courts reach, in the recent appeal brought by Unison?
So the overall decision was that the particular fee structure that had been decided on back in 2013 was unlawful. Ultimately, that it was seen as unaffordable for households on sort of low to middle incomes. Now, it didn't actually conclude that fees per se were unlawful. So there may be room in the future for fees to perhaps creep back in, but either at a different level or with a different sort of structure in place. But yeah, the overall conclusion was that they were unlawful, and actually that they had the effect of discriminating against women, because a higher proportion of women would bring the sort of the more expensive type of claim, which is, it's referred to as a Type B claim, which is where you could end up spending the £1,200 to sort of get to tribunal, and unjustifiably so. So the Supreme Court ruled it both unlawful and potentially discriminatory as well.
So presumably that means a lot of people that felt like they had a case couldn't pursue it and felt like justice hadn't been served.
That's right, and that seems to be the conclusion that was actually drawn, or that was certainly part of the thinking in actually abolishing the fees. So it's positive news for employees, but rather disappointing news, I guess, for employers and businesses.
So on the bigger scale, what impact is the ruling likely to have?
It will. As I say, it's positive news for employees. Yeah. Clearly, a number who maybe thought they wouldn't be able to bring a claim previously will now be in a position to be able to bring that claim if they so wish. And arguably, it facilitates access to justice for those people. From a business point of view, and if you're an employer and you employ people, the argument will be that it could open the door to sort of vexatious or sort of frivolous claims that don't have a great deal of merit and might be potentially weak. The argument being that with previously a fee structure in place, those who had fairly weak claims and it might have been just a bit of a try on, would be weeded out of that process because they wouldn't be able to sort of effectively put the money, put their money where the mouth was and back the claim. So there's an argument that it fees did serve as sort of a useful deterrent for businesses as well, which arguably I think we're bound to see an increase in the number of claims brought simply because of the fact fees have been abolished. Whether the increase will be as sharp as the fall in claims was when fees were introduced probably remains to be seen and is perhaps unlikely, but I think we're bound to see an increase in the number of claims brought.
And do you think there'll be a time limit on this kind of fee-free zone, or they'll introduce the freeze again at some point in the future? Or
it's quite possible. I mean, as I said before, the Supreme Court didn't actually sort of outlaw any fee structure. They simply sort of assessed the fee structure in place at the time and said, as it stands, that is unlawful. Now, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on which side
of the
coin you lie, that there may be a fee structure introduced in the future. So the previous fee structure was unlawful. That's not to say any tribunal fees will be unlawful in the future. The first step is for the government to sort of go about trying to repay some of the, well, all of the fees that people have had to pay since July 2013. It's, I think, early next month the government are going to announce a refund scheme where people who had to pay fees over the last few years can go about recovering that money. And then I think after that, the government will probably have to tread quite carefully. But it may be that it introduced some form of fee structure going forward, but it will have to be at a level that is affordable. That was made quite clear. It was made expressly clear by the Supreme Court. So,
right. Well, interesting times. So for anyone that thinks now there are no fees, they're interested in perhaps taking some action, or they're interested in getting that refund you talked about, or if they're an employer that perhaps wants a bit of guidance, what that means for them as an employer, you guys are quite clearly the experts. You've got offices all over North Yorkshire. The website, First Port of Call.
Yes. So that's www.newtons.co.uk. And by all means, get in touch with me directly if you'd like to.
Oliver, Newton Solicitors, thank you so much for popping in and see you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Newton Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.